إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and we ask Him to send His peace and His blessings and exalt the mention of the Prophet Muhammad, His companions and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the Day of Judgment. Continuing with the quality of hands, أو اليدين or يدان, both are correct depending on the position of the word and the sentence. Okay, whether, like, for example, whether it's a subject or an object or predicate, you know, this is the kind of similarity with the English language, but it's a little different in Arabic. The Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala was mentioning the following when we stopped. لكن إذا قالوا وعليكم السلام لماذا أعطى زيدا ولم يعطي عمرا. Now we're dealing with the refutation of the Jews who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a miser, says He doesn't spend, and how Allah refuted them. So the Shaykh said, okay, if they say, then how come Allah gives Zayd, how come Allah gives X person and He does not give Y person? Why this person has a lot of money and the other one does not? قُلْنَا لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَهُ السُّلْطَانُ الْمُطْلَقُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ الْبَالِغَةُ. We say, because to Allah belongs the ultimate authority and decision making and the utmost wisdom. ولهذا قال ردا على شبهتهم ينفق كيف يشاء. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in refutation to their doubt, He spends as He wills. Meaning, Allah already told us that He will spend, He will give some more than others. فمن الناس من يعطيه كثيرا ومنهم من يعطيه قليلا. So among the people are those whom Allah gives abundantly, and among them are those whom Allah gives little. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُعْطِيهِ وَسَطًا. And among them are those whom He gives something in between. تَبَعًا لِمَا تَقْتَدِيهِ الْحِكْمَةِ. All relevant to what wisdom entails, Allah's wisdom entails. عَلَى أَنَّ هَذَا الَّذِي أُعْطِيَ قَلِيلًا لَيْسَ مَحْرُومًا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَعَطَائِهِ مِنْ جِهَةٍ أُخْرَى. Keeping in mind that one, the one who has been given little, is not necessarily deprived of the bounty of Allah and His generosity in other angles or other aspects. فَاللَّهُ أَعْطَاهُ صِحَّةً وَسَمْعًا وَبَصَرًا وَعَقْلًا وَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ النِّعَمِ الَّتِي لَا تُحْصَى. Allah had given him health, good health. He has given him hearing. He has given him seeing. He has given him an understanding, a brain, and He gave him many other bounties which cannot be enumerated. So one should not confine himself with what they call dinero, fulus. Don't be stuck with money. Either you have money or you don't have money. This is how we understand whether Allah is giving or not. Rather, someone may be given money and deprived of knowledge of the deen, and someone may be given knowledge of the deen and deprived of money. Who's better? What did the Prophet ﷺ say? مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ نَا يُعْطِهِ مَالًا كَثِيرًا. Whomever Allah intends goodness for, He gives him understanding of the deen, not a lot of money. العلماء وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Scholars are the heirs or the inheritors of the prophets. And the prophets did not leave behind dinar or dirham. They didn't leave any currency, but they left behind knowledge. Whoever takes it has attained an abundance of good. So then one must not limit his scope and say money or availability of money or lack of availability of money. That's very limited outlook on things. Rather, one should broaden his scope and realize that the bounties of Allah are numerous. Some may be given money, some may be given other things. ولكن لطغيان اليهود وعدوانهم وأنهم لم ينزهوا الله عن صفات العيب قالوا يد الله مغلولة. But the Jews, because of their transgression and because of their animosity, and because they did not glorify Allah above qualities of deficiency, they had the nerve and the audacity to say that the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal is tied up. عليكم السلام.
فالآيتان السابقتان فيهما إثبات صفة اليدين لله عز وجل.
The two previous verses have or indicate confirming the quality of Allah having hands, two hands, عز وجل.
ولكن قد يقول قائل إن لله أكثر من يدين لقوله تعالى أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما. فأيدينا هنا جمع، فلنأخذ بهذا الجمع، لأننا إذا أخذنا بالجمع أخذنا بالمثنى وزيادة. فما هو الجواب؟ Very delicate matter now.
The Sheikh said, if someone was to say Allah has more than two hands, because Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Yasin, verse 71, do they not see that we have created, alaykum salam, do they not see that we have created for them of what our hands have created the cattle? An'am is more than the cattle. Actually, one of the brothers, Jazallah Khair, and he was more particular, he said, cattle is usually cows, and an'am involves sheep and camels and many more. So just livestock, they said, livestock or even other things that they can be used. Anyways, so the word said, Aydina, Aydina. That's plural, hands. A jama', right or wrong? You've been learning Arabic, you should know the difference, huh? Allah musta'an. Or maybe you're hearing this for the first time. So the Shaykh said, Aydina here is in plural. It's plural. So why don't we accept the plural? Because if we do accept the plural, it already includes the dual. And for something to be plural, meaning there's at least two or more. So by accepting the plural, ma fi mushkila, because the dual is already included. So what is the answer for that?
فالجواب أن يقال جاءت اليد مفردة ومثنات وجمعا.
عليكم السلام. Okay, the answer is that we say, the Shaykh said, that the hand came as a singular in the Quran, it came as a dual, mutanna, and as jama'. It came in all three forms. So how do we harmonize, how do we bring a relation between that apparent difference outwardly, but it's not, you'll see.
أما اليد التي جاءت بالإفراد فإن المفرد المضاف يفيد العموم.
As for the hand which was mentioned as a singular, then there's a قاعدة, there's a principle in the Arabic language, which is المفرد المضاف يفيد العموم. When that which is singular is in the status مضاف, like it's a form of addition, that entails encompassment. We will see. The Shaykh will give an example.
فَيَشْمَلْ كُلَّ مَا ثَبَتَ لِلَّهِ مِنْ يَدْ وَدَلِيلُ عُمُومُ الْمُفْرَدِ الْمُضَافِ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا.
He says, so that includes all of the hands that will be mentioned, even if it came singular. And the evidence for that principle in the Arabic language is the ayah in Surah Ibrahim, verse 34. And if you count the bounty of Allah, you will not be able to enumerate them. So in the wording here, in ta'addu ni'ma, not ni'am. The plural of ni'ma is ni'am, bounties. But what came here is singular. But in the Arabic language, if it comes in this context, this ni'ma includes all of the bounties of Allah. So the wording is singular, but the meaning is plural. You get me? Listen, the word in the Arabic grammatical context is singular, which includes in its meaning plurality. You get me? What it appears ni'mah, but because it's mufrad mudaf, I don't know how to explain that in English because it doesn't exist in English. This kind of grammar does not exist in English. But the context of the word in the context, although it is singular as the terminology wise, but the meaning is plural. Because we know if you count the bounty of Allah, does Allah have one bounty or bounties? Allah's bounties. You will not be able to enumerate them. If it was only one, you could count it. Right? So then the end of the verse will make no sense. But in the language, this is known. Okay, this is known in the Arabic language. فَنِعْمَةَ مُفْرَدْ مُضَافَ يَتَشْمَلْ كَثِيرًا. So mufrad, it's singular, and it's mudaf, it's added as an addition to another word. But we know that it encompasses a lot. The word ni'mah here is not only a single bounty. لِقَوْلِهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Because Allah said at the end of the ayah, you will not be able to enumerate it. How could you not count a bounty? Anyone can count one bounty. So then it wouldn't make sense. فَمَا هِيَ وَاحِدَ وَلَا أَلْفُ وَلَا مِلْيُونَ وَلَا مَلَايِينَ. So it's not one or a thousand or a million or millions. It's more. Because you cannot enumerate them. But the wording that was used is نعمة الله. Is that clear? Right. يَدُ اللَّهِ نَقُولُ هَذَا الْمُفْرَدْ لَا يَمْنَعَ التَّعَدُّدِ إِذَا ثَبَتْ لِأَنَّ الْمُفْرَدْ المضاف يُفِيدُ الْعُمُومِ. So what yad, when it came as a singular, we say that there's no harm, it does not contradict plurality, because we know from the language that the singular may come to indicate plurality. Case closed. أَمَّا الْمُثَنَّ وَالْجَمِعِ. As for the dual and the plural. فَنَقُولُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ لَهُ إِلَّا يَدَانِ اثْنَتَانِ كَمَا ثَبَتَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. So we say Allah Azza wa Jal only has two hands, as it is affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah. Now a quick quiz. Hands like what? Hands that befit Allah's majesty. Is there anything like Allah? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِي شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like Allah. Alhamdulillah, it feels good when the brothers give me the answer, man. There's nothing like Allah. So whatever you're imagining, stop. And if you created an image, right click on it, delete. Shift delete. Ma, you guys have shortcuts, man. I'm old school, man. I still use the mouse. طيب. And then go to the recycle bin and permanently delete it. Just in case somebody want to restore it some later time, huh? So there's no image of Allah. Not Allah's face, not Allah's hands, not anything that we have learned about Allah. Because Allah taught us in the Quran, there's nothing like unto Him. So whatever you're imagining is batil. It's falsehood. And you're trying to limit Allah, and you have no right to do so, because your mind is not capable of doing so. Khalas? So there's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right brothers? Good. طيب. So the Shaykh now will mention the evidences. ففي الكتاب ففي سورة صاد قال لما خلقت بيدي. First from the Quran in Surah Saad, which is what we have been dealing with, Allah says, whom I have created with both my hands. To who? Adam. And the speech was addressed to Iblis, who refused to do that. وَالْمَقَامُ مَقَامُ تَشْرِيفِ وَلَوْ كَانَ اللَّهُ خَلَقَهُ بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ يَدَيْنِ لَذَكَرَهُ لِأَنَّهُ كُلَّمَا ازْدَادَتِ الصِّفَةَ الَّتِي بِهَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ هَذَا الشَّيْءِ ازْدَادَ تَعْظِيمُ هَذَا الشَّيْءِ. The Shaykh said, the context is that of honoring and venerating Adam. Had Allah had more than one hand, more than two hands, excuse me, that would have been mentioned. Because the more qualities are used to honor Adam, the better. Because the whole context is to honor Adam. Had more hands been involved, then more hands would have been mentioned. But the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal did not, that means that there are only two. One. وَأَيْضًا فِي سُورَةِ الْمَائِدَةِ. Again in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 64. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبَسُوطَتَانِ. Nay, but both of his hands are stretched out. يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَان. Dual, both. The sifa مَبْسُوطَتَان and the يَدَيْن, the sifa of Allah Azza wa Jal. في الرد على من قالوا يد الله بالإفراد. As a refutation to those who said the hand of Allah. One, the Jews. يد الله مغلولة. غلت أيديهم. Right? ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان. So when Allah refuted the claim that he has one hand that is tied up, Allah Azza wa Jal refuted them by saying, nay, but two hands stretched out. صح. Right or wrong? طيب. المقام مقام يقتدي كثرة النعم. وكلما كثرت وسيلة العطاء كثر العطاء. Again, the context is to refute the Jews, which entails abundance of bounties. Giving abundantly, generously. So the means of spending are more, the more the spending. Again, فَلَوْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى أَكْثَرَ مِنَ اثْنَتَيْنِ لَذَكَرَهُمَ اللَّهُ. Had Allah Azza wa Jalla had more than two hands, just hypothetically speaking, then Allah would have mentioned that as well, because we are refuting. For example, just to give you a worldly example, somebody says, you don't have a car. You don't have a car. And so you have six cars. So here, in the context, you don't say, I have two cars. What would you say? Man, I have six cars. Right? Because here you try to refute him. You're saying, I don't have a car, I have six. So saying two would not be, reasonable. Because the context is you're trying to refute and show abundance. So when they said the hand of Allah is tied up, the context entails that because of the refutation, had there been more, then more would have been mentioned to indicate more generosity. But that wasn't the case. Rather, dual was mentioned to prove that Allah Azza wa Jalla has only two hands. We will see again from the Sunnah. لِأَنَّ الْعَطَاءَ بِالْيَدِ الْوَاحِدَ عَطَاءٌ فَبِالْيَدَيْنِ أَكْثَرُ وَأَكْمَلُ مِنَ الْوَاحِدَةِ وَبِالثَّلَاثِ لَوْ قُدِّرْ كَانَ أَكْثَرُ. Giving with one hand is a form of giving. With two hands is more perfect and abundant. And had there been three, just hypothetically speaking, then again, it would have been also more. فَلَوْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَ أَكْثَرَ مِنَ اثْنَتَيْنَ لَذَكَرَهُمَا. Had Allah had more than two hands, they would have been mentioned. This is from the Kitab, the Qur'an. أَمَّا السُّنَّةِ فإن الرسول صلى عليه الصلاة والسلام قال يطوي الله تعالى السماوات بيمينه والأرض بيده الأخرى. The Prophet ﷺ said Allah folds the heavens in his right hand and the earth in the other hand. والأرض قبضته يوم القيامة. In the other ayah, and the earth will be in the grasp of Allah's hand on the day of judgment. طيب. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كلتا يديه يمين. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said both of Allah's hands are right. Both of his hands are right. He always shocked all the time, Ibrahim. He's like watching a movie theater, man. You should see his facial expressions. He's like, he makes me panic. What's wrong, man?
How is it like both hands?
Nothing like Allah, ya Sheikh. Allah yadik ya Ibrahim. That's we're going back to the same thing. If you think of a human being, it's going to puzzle you how someone can have two hands, right? But that's exactly the point, is to show you that Allah is unlike His creation. In the case of Allah, He has two hands, both of them are right. How? Allahu alam. That we were not given. You see what I'm saying? Hey, I'm not going to look at you anymore, man. I have to look, but I can't help it though. You're an old student, mashallah. طيب. وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ اثْنَتَيْنِ. The Prophet ﷺ did not mention more than two. He said both of his hands are right. He didn't say anything more than that. وَأَجْمَعَ السَّلَفُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ لِلَّهِ يَدَيْنِ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَقَطْ بِدُونِ زِيَادَةِ. The righteous predecessors unanimously agree in consensus that Allah has only two hands and nothing more than that. And that's very important, what the Salaf thought concerning this issue. فعندنا النص من القرآن والسنة والإجماع على أن لله تعالى يدين اثنتين. So now we have the Quran, textual evidence from the Quran, the Sunnah, and the consensus of the Sahaba, the righteous predecessors, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has only two hands. فكيف نجمع بين هذا وبين الجمع مما عملت أيدينا. So now we still have an issue. How do we bring a relation between that and the ayah in Surah Yasin. فنقول الجمع على أحد الوجهين. Bringing a relation can be done in one of two ways. فإما أن نقول بما ذهب إليه بعض العلماء من أن أقل الجمع اثنان وعليه فأيدينا لا تدل على أكثر من اثنتين يعني لا يلزم أن تدل على أكثر من اثنين وحينئذ تطابق التثنية بل يداه مبسوطتان ولا إشكال فيه. He said we can say what some of the scholars have accepted as a possible view, which is the fact that in the Arabic language the least of plural is two. You get refuted soon from the Quran, take it easy. The least of plural in the language is actually two, not three or more. Pay attention. The scholars have differed about the definition of plural. Some of them consider two and more as plural, and they have an evidence from the Quran. Take it easy until we get there. You follow me though? I'm trying to tell you what they said. They said, look, the least of plural is two, not three or more. And if this is the case, then Aydina no longer indicates more than two hands, rather indicates two hands, because that's considered to be a plural in the Arabic language. And if this is the case, then we no longer have more than two hands, and then we have perfect harmony between بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَان and that ayah. Both of his hands are stretched out. We no longer have a problem between Aydina, مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ Aydina, and بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَان, because both are a form of plural in the Arabic language. Take it easy. And there's no problem in that. فَإِذَا قُلْتْ مَا حُجَّةُ هَؤُلَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْجَمْعَ أَقَلَّهُ اثْنَانِ. If you say, what's the evidence for these people that the plural, the minimum is two, the least plural is two, فالجواب احتجوا بقوله تعالى سورة التحريم verse 4. They use the scholars as an evidence. Allah says, إِن تَتُوبَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ سَغَتْ قُلُوبَكُمَا قُلُوبُكُمَا إِن تَتُوبَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ سَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا. طيب, this is Surah Al-Tahrim verse 4. Let me give you the definition. If you two, who is this ayah about? Who knows?
Surah
Al-Tahrim. This ayah. If you repent to Allah, Aisha and Hafsa. You know the story of the scholars have differed about actually the very incident, but it is concerning Hafsa and Aisha in terms of the incident of the honey and all that. You have to go back to the tafsir. There's a number of views concerning that. Anyways, if you two, Aisha and Hafsa, turn in repentance to Allah, it will be better for you. Your hearts are indeed so inclined. وَهُمَا اثْنَتَانِ وَالْقُلُوبُ جَمْعٌ. And they are only two, but the word used, قُلُوبُكُمَا, your jama' here. قُلُوب is not قَلْبَان. قَلْب is one heart. قَلْبَان or قَلْبَين is two hearts. قُلُوب is hearts. So the scholar said, وَالْقُلُوبُ جَمْعٌ وَالْمُرَادُ بِهِ قَلْبَان فَقَطْ. The word قُلُوب is plural, but what is intended are two hearts, that of Aisha radiallahu anha and that of Hafsa. لقوله تعالى ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه, because Allah says Allah has not made for any man two hearts inside his body, so they cannot have more than one, each one has one. ولا للمرأة كذلك, and the woman similarly. We said of course unless she's pregnant. Remember the story we had before. Is that clear? So now we have an ayah from the Quran where Allah used قلوب in plural to speak of two hearts only. And this is a basis for those among the scholars who say that the least of plural is two, because they have an ayah in the Quran which supports that view. Is that clear? That's a very easy and possible explanation. وَاحْتَجُّ أَيْضًا بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسِ. And they use another evidence from the Quran, Surah An-Nisa verse 11. If the deceased, the one who died, left brothers or sisters, the mother has a sixth. فَإِخْوَةٌ جَمْعٌ وَالْمُرَادُ بِهِ اثْنَانِ. Again, إِخْوَة is comes in the plural, but what is intended according to the Mufassirin is only two brothers and not more than that. Because then if they're more than the woman, the mother will no longer have six. This is in the fara'id, in going breaking down the inheritance, the rules of inheritance. If there were more, then the woman would not get this particular portion. So although ikhwa was used in plural, ikhwa is plural of akh, but what is intended is only two. So now they have two verses from the Quran which support the fact that the plural can be minimum two, and it doesn't have to be three or more. If this is the case, then there's no problem with the ayah in Surah Yasin, Aydina, because now we have examples where the plural may refer to two. And we know that Allah has two hands. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Jameel. وَاحْتَجُّ أَيْضًا بِأَنَّ جَمَاعَةُ الصَّلَاةِ تَحْصُلُ بِاثْنَيْنِ. And they also use an evidence the fact that jama'ah is considered to be jama'ah with the presence of two people. When you pray with another one, you're no longer praying individually. It's considered a form of jama'ah. All this, yeah, I'm telling you, man. وَلَكِنْ جُمُورَ أَهْلِ اللُّغَ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ أَقَلَّ الْجَمْعَ ثَلَاثَ. Still, the majority of the linguists, they say that the least of plural is three. The least number in plural is three.
No.
Yes. Now, of course, even in Arabic, the Nahawiyin, they call the Nahawiyin, the people, the linguists, the people of Nahu, they also differed. They also differed in the Arabic language, where some of them have opinions that oppose one another, just like in fiqh, just like in everything else. But yep, so some of the scholars say that the least of two, the least of plural is two. But the majority, jumhur, of the scholars of the language, they are of the position that the minimum must be three. And it is not two. طيب. وَأَنَّ خُرُوجُ الْجَمْعِ إِلَى الْإِثْنَيْنِ فِي هَذِهِ النُّصُوصِ لِسَبَبٍ وَإِلَّا فَإِنَّ أَقَلِّ الْجَمْعِ فِي الْأَصْلِ ثَلَاثَةً. And what happened here in these ayat, is for a particular reason. But otherwise the principle is that the least of plural is three. وَإِمَّا أَن نَقُولُ إن المراد بهذا الجمع التعظيم تعظيم هذه اليد وليس المراد أن لله تعالى أكثر من اثنتين. Or we could also say what is intended here is magnification. We are magnifying Allah's hand and not that we are trying to say that Allah has more than two. ثم إن المراد باليد هنا نفس الذات التي لها يد. وقد قال الله تعالى ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. And we can also say what is intended with this what is intended with hand here is the very essence of Allah and not the hand in particular. مما عملت أيدينا, meaning from what we have created and not necessarily the hand. Why? Because Allah says in the Quran, evil, corruption has appeared, huh? في البر والبحر, on land and in the ocean. بما كسبت أيدي الناس, with what the people have earned with their own hands. Maybe they kicked, maybe they spoke. It doesn't have to be the hands necessarily. It's whatever the people have earned. أي بما كسبوا, with whatever they have earned, irrespective of what was used from the limbs. سواء كان من كسب اليد أو الرجل أو الرجل أو الرجل عفوا الرجل, because رجل is man, رجل is foot or leg, أو اللسان أو غيرها من أجزاء البنات البدن, لكن يعبر بمثل هذا التعبير عن الفاعل نفسه. So it could have been the hand, it could have been the leg, it could have been the tongue or any other thing. It doesn't have to be what they earn with their own hands necessarily, but sometimes we use this kind of expression to speak about the doer himself. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, what we really mean, what is really meant, with بِمَا كَسَبَ النَّاسِ, with what the people have earned, not necessarily the hands. You see the observation here, the relation between that and that meaning. Then the ayah and yaseen is whatever Allah created, and it doesn't have to be the hands of Allah necessarily, rather speaking of the essence of Allah. The same way when Allah spoke about these people, He mentioned their hands, but He's speaking about their essence, that are committing the sins. Thus corruption has appeared in the land and in the sea. طيب. ولهذا نقول إن الأنعام التي هي الإبل لم يخلقها الله تعالى بيده. وفرق بين قوله مما عملت أيدينا وبين قوله لما خلقت بيدي. So this is why we say the livestock such as camels, for example, Allah did not create with His own hand. Allah did not create the camel with His own hand. And there's a difference between saying with that which we have created with our hands and between saying that which I created with my two hands in the language. فَمِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا كَانَ قَالْ مِمَّا عَمِلْنَا from عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا. Look at the wording. The one in Adam, خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْنَ, I created with my two hands. In Surah Yasin, مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا, عَمِلَتْ act doing that which our hands have done. And it doesn't necessarily mean the hands, because عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا not خَلَقَتْ أَيْدِينَا. You follow me? عَمِلَتْ يَعْمَلْ to do an action. A كَأَنَّهُ قَالْ مِمَّا عَمِلْنَا, as if Allah is saying from that which we have done. And it doesn't have to be with the hands necessarily. لِأَنَّ الْمُرَادْ بِالْيَدْ ذَاتِ اللَّهِ الَّتِي لَهَا يَدْ وَالْمُرَادْ بِيَدَيْ الْيَدَانْ دُونَ الذَّاتِ. Because what is intended here is Allah's essence, which is referred to as the hand in this context. Whereas when Allah says بِيَدَيْ, what is intended is the hands of Allah and not Allah's essence. So it's just the other way around. وَبِهَذَا يَزُولُ الْإِشْكَالُ فِي صِفَةِ الْيَدِ الَّتِي وَرَدَتْ بِالْإِفْرَادِ وَالتَّثْنِيَةِ وَالْجَمْعِ. And with that, the issue that appears to be a contradiction is removed concerning the fact that yad was, it came as a singular, as a dual, and as a plural. And the first explanation is quite strong. The fact that, you know, the plural may be used as two as a minimum. This one is also a feasible explanation. فعلم الآن أن الجمع بين المفرد والتثنية سهل وذلك لأن هذا مفرد مضاف فيعم كل ما ثبت لله من يد. So the Shaykh is summarizing. Now we know that bringing a relation between singular and dual is easy, because we said that المفرد المضاف, the singular which is مضاف, it encompasses, it indicates encompassment, so we have no problem with that. وأما بين التثنية والجمع فمن وجهين. Then he repeats now. As for bringing a relation between dual and plurality, then this is done in two ways. أحدهما أنه لا يراد بالجمع حقيقة معناه وهو الثلاثة فأكثر بل مراد به التعظيم. The first one is that what is intended is not the number like three or more, rather magnification. كما قال تعالى إنا ونحن وقلنا وما أشبه ذلك هو واحد لكن يقول هذا لتعظيم. And this is strong, such as Allah saying we, us, and we said, although Allah Azza wa Jal is one who's unique, but this is used as the royal, you know, with the royal plural. أو يقال إن إن أقل الجمع اثنان فلا يحصل هنا تعارض. Or we say the least of plural is two, and we don't have a problem anymore. I like this explanation personally. وأما قوله تعالى والسماء بنيناها بأيد فالأيدي هنا بمعنى القوة فهي مصدر آدى يأيد بمعنى قوة. And many people don't know this, by the way. You should refer to the tafsir and the interpretation of the meaning in English. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, والسماء بنيناها بأيد, and the heavens we have created with power. Many people think aid in here is actually the same word as yad, but it is not. Here it is quwa, power, and it comes from the root word ada yaidu. It's a verb that has nothing to do with yad, the hand. You with me? بمعنى قوة وليس المراد بالأيد صفة الله. It is not, what is intended is not the hands of Allah, because of the, like, you know, there are many words that are close in the way you write them and the way they sound, but they're actually different. There's a variation between them, especially if we're not familiar with the different derivatives of each word. 47. ولهذا ما أضافه الله إلى نفسه ما قال بأيدينا بل قال بأيدين. That's why Allah did not say بِأَيْدِينَا with our hands. He said بِأَيْدٍ بِقُوَّةٍ with power. He did not refer the hands to himself, because the word here أَدَى يَأِيدُ أَيْدٍ is not hands, which is يَد يَدَان and أَيْدِي. Clear? I hope. ونظير ذلك قوله تعالى يوم يكشف عن ساق. And similar to that is the statement of Allah, the day when the shin shall be laid bare. فإن لعلماء السلف في قوله عن ساق قولين: القول الأول أن المراد به الشدة، والقول الثاني أن المراد به ساق الله عز وجل. Similarly, this is similar to the statement of Allah on the day where the shin shall be laid bare. The scholars of the Salaf have interpreted that in two ways. Either meaning it's shiddah, power, shiddah meaning the stress of the moment of the Day of Judgment. And the other interpretation, it means that it is the shin of Allah. You know, the shin is a part of the leg. There's a chin, which is this one, a CH, and there's shin, SHIN, which is a part of the leg. It's a part of the leg, and what is intended is that of Allah Azza wa Jal. فمن نظر إلى سياق الآية مع حديث أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه قال إن المراد بالساق هنا ساق الله. So whoever looks at the ayah with the context of hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, then he will say what is intended with the ayah, saq here is the saq of Allah Azza wa Jal, the shin of Allah. وَمَنْ نَظَرَ إِلَىٰ آيَةٍ بِمُفْرَدِهَا قَالَ الْمُرَادُ بِالسَّاقِ الشِّدَّةِ. And whoever looks at the ayah on its own without the hadith, then he will say that what is intended is the stress of the Day of Judgment. فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلْ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ تُثْبِتُونَ أَنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى يَدًا حَقِيقِيَّةً ونحن لا نعلم من الأيدي إلا أيادي المخلوقين فيلزم من كلامكم تشبيه الخالق بالمخلوق. If someone said, you are affirming that Allah has a real hand, and we do not know from hands except that which we have seen from the hands of the creation. So by you affirming the hand, you are resembling and likening Allah to His creation. Somebody will come and tell you that. How are you saying that? And you will get some Muslims who will go off on this thing. What do you mean Allah has a hand? What do you mean Allah has eyes? What do you mean Allah has a face? Some Muslims will not really digest this information very easily, because they've been brainwashed since youth not to discuss these things and to supposedly do this ultimate tanzih or glorification of Allah above imperfection, to the point that they deny all these names and attributes, or they think about them in an anthropomorphic approach, which is resembling Allah to His creation, and Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah refused both. فالجواب أن نقول لا يلزم من إثبات اليد لله أن نمثل الخالق بالمخلوقين. Just there's no necessitation that we resemble Allah, the Creator, to the creation simply because we affirm the hand. This is not necessary. لأن إثبات اليد جاء في القرآن والسنة وإجماع السلف. Affirming the hands of Allah has come, the two hands of Allah has come in the Quran, in the Sunnah, and the consensus of the righteous predecessors. ونفي مماثلة الخالق المخلوقين يدل عليه الشرع والعقل والحس. And the resemblance between the Creator and the creation, is something that is indicated through textual evidences, through intellect, and through physical senses. أما الشرع, as for the textual evidence, everybody knows the ayah. فقوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. There's nothing like unto him, and he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. سورة الشورى, verse 11. وأما العقل فلا يمكن أن يماثل الخالق المخلوق في صفاته لأن هذا يعد عيبا في الخالق. Intellectually, logically, it is impossible that the Creator will resemble the creation, because that is considered a deficiency for the Creator if you look like the creation, because we are deficient. وأما الحس, as for tangible physical senses, فكل إنسان يشاهد أيدي المخلوقات متفاوتة ومتباينة من كبير وصغير وضخم ودقيق إلى آخره. Any person can view among the creation the variation in the hands between big, small, large, tiny, you know, between the hands of an ant and the hands of an elephant and the hands of other creation, huge variation amongst the creation, etc. فيلزم من تباين أيدي المخلوقين وتفاوتهم مباينة يد الله تعالى لأيدي المخلوقين. Just by looking at that variation of the creation, this automatically necessitates the variation between the Creator and the creation. لِأَيْدٍ وَعَدَمْ مُمَثَلَتِهِ لَهُمْ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مِنْ بَابِ أَوْلَىٰ. And Allah not resembling them in more so. This is more common, more reasonable, more logical that this will be the case. If the creation are different and they are all the creation, then what about the Creator and the creation? Subhanallah. هَذَا وَقَدْ خَالَفَ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ فِي إِثْبَاتِ يَدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَهْلُ التَّعْطِيلِ مِنَ الْمُعْتَزِلَةِ وَالْجَهْمِيَّةِ وَالْأَشْعَرِيَّةِ وَنَحْوِهِمْ. That and the those who opposed Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and denied Allah Azza wa Jal having a hand or two hands from among the people of distortion and denial, from the Mu'tazila, Mu'tazilites, Jahmiyyah, Jahmites, wal-Ash'ariyyah, Ash'arites. That's how, you know, in English, whatever they want, they just add ites at the end and that becomes an English word. Isn't that nice? وَنَحْوِيَمْ and their likes. وَقَالُوا لَا يُمْكِنْ أَن نُثْبِتَ لِلَّهِ يَدًا حَقِيقِيَّةً. They say you can never affirm to Allah a real hand. That's what they say. You cannot do that. بَلِ الْمُرَادُ بِالْيَدِ أَمْرٌ مَعْنَوِي وَهُوَ الْقُوَّةِ. They said what is intended with the word yad is something that is abstract. It's power. What is intended is power, not the hand of Allah. أَوَ الْمُرَادُ بِالْيَدِ نِعْمَةً. Or what is intended with the hand is bounty. لأن اليد تطلق باللغة العربية على القوة وعلى النعمة. Because the yad is used in the Arabic language to indicate power and bounty. طيب. وفي الحديث الصحيح حديث النواس بن سمعان طويل أن الله يوحي إلى عيسى أني أخرجت عبادا لي لا يداني لأحد بقتالهم. المعنى لا قوة لأحد بقتالهم وهم يأجوج ومأجوج. And in the authentic narration of Nawaz bin Sam'an radiallahu anhu, he said that Allah Azza wa Jal will reveal or inspire Isa that verily some slaves of mine, some of my creation, will come out that no one has the power to fight against. And the word used, لا يدان لأحد بقتالهم. No one can fight them. And who are they? Gog and Magog. Ya'juj and Ma'juj. وأما اليد بمعنى النعمة فكثير ومنه قوله قول رسول قريش لأبي بكر لولا يد لك عندي لم أزك بها لأجبتك يعني نعمة. And also يد meaning نعمة is also found in the language, such as when the messenger of قريش told Abu Bakr, had you not had a bounty over me, يد لك علي, had you not had a favor upon me that I needed to pay you back, I would have responded to you. وقول المتنبي وكم لظلام الليل عندك من يد تحدث أن المانوية تكذب. Forget about the poetry. This is beyond us. المهم فالمراد بيد الله النعمة وليس المراد باليد اليد الحقيقية. So they say we have evidence that what is intended with hand is bounty and it is not the true hand of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. لأنك لو أثبت لله يدا حقيقية لزم من ذلك التسليم أن يكون لله تعالى جسما والأجسام متماثلة وحينئذ تقع فيما نهى الله عنه في قوله فلا تضربوا لله الأمثال. So they say, look, if you affirm Allah having a hand, then you are basically necessitating that Allah must have a body, and bodies are alike, bodies must be similar. And so then you fall into that which Allah has prohibited by saying in Surah An-Nahl verse 74, so do not assert similarities to Allah. Allah prohibited that. طيب, what does the Shaykh say? You may get worried, huh? He says, وَنَحْنُ أَسْعَدُ بِالدَّلِيلِ مِنْكَ أَيُّهَا الْمُثَبِّتِ الْحَقِيقَةِ. He says, man, we're more happy with this evidence that you're using than you are to prove that this is really what it is. Because Allah says in the Quran, do not do this. لا تضربوا لله الأمثال. It could be interpreted more than the way. Do not strike the similitudes or the examples to Allah. Don't do that. So the Shaykh said, نحن نقول سبحان من تنزه عن الأعراض والأبعاد والأغراض. Glory be to him who is free from having parts and pieces and things that they are trying to attribute to him. لا تجد مثل هذه السجعة لا في الكتاب ولا في السنة. And you will not find anything like this in the كتاب or the سنة. وجوابنا على هذا من عدة وجوه. We will refute them in more than one way. أولا أن تفسير اليد بالقوة أو النعمة مخالف لظاهر اللفظ، وما كان مخالفا لظاهر اللفظ فهو مردود إلا بدليل. First, the tafsir interpreting yad as power or bounty opposes the apparent meaning of the text, and whatever contradicts the apparent meaning of the text will be rejected unless you have an evidence, and they don't have the evidence. One. ثانيا أنه مخالف لإجماع السلف حيث إنهم كلهم مجمعون على أن المراد باليد اليد الحقيقية. Second, it opposes the consensus of the righteous predecessors, who all of them agree that what is intended with yet is Allah's hand in truth and not power or bounty. فإن قال لك قائل أين إجماع السلف؟ هات لي كلمة واحدة عن أبي بكر أو عمر أو عثمان أو علي رضي الله عنهم يقولون إن المراد بيد الله اليد الحقيقية. So if someone says, where did you get this claim that the Salaf have agreed about this, the consensus? If he tells you, bring me one evidence from Abu Bakr or Umar or Uthman or Ali that they said that that is what is intended. What is intended is the hand of Allah. أقول له, so we turn the tables around. ائت لي بكلمة واحدة عن أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وغيرهم من الصحابة رضي الله عنهم والأئمة من بعدهم يقولون إن المراد باليد القوة والنعمة. Rather, you produce to me one statement from one of the Sahaba or one of the righteous predecessors that what is intended by yad is power or bounty. So he tells you to prove, say no, you prove to me, because they know the language and they know what the word yad meant in that context. So they accepted it as it is. Had it had another meaning, they would have mentioned it. So now it's upon the person to bring the evidence and not the other way around. You don't have to bring something that is understood. He has to bring something that opposes what is understood. Jameel. فلا يستطيع أن يأتي بذلك. He will never be able to do so. إذن فلو كان عندهم معنى مخالفا لظاهر اللفظ لكانوا يقولون به ولا نقل عنهم. So had the Sahaba and the righteous predecessors had they had a meaning other than that which is apparent from the text, they would have mentioned it and it would have reached us. It would have reached us. For example, in the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَحْكُمْ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever does not judge by that which Allah has sent down, then verily those are the disbelievers. Meaning anyone who doesn't use the Quran and the Sunnah is a kafir. But Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, kufrun duna al-kufri. This is a kufr that is below the kufr that will take you out of Islam. So he interpreted the ayah and agreed with the Sahaba that what is intended in these ayat is that you don't become a disbeliever unless you believe that this law you're using is better than that of Allah. But if you know that the law of Allah is best, but the ruler is not putting it into practice out of weakness, out of shortcomings, then he is not a kafir. Although the apparent meaning of the ayah is that he's a kafir. So when the ayah could have had more than one interpretation, the Sahaba spoke. They made a clarification so the people will know. Had something else been intended with the word hand, the Sahaba would have said something about it. The fact that nothing came to us from them, meaning they didn't have any other feelings or any other views. Is that clear? That's a very strong argument. فلما لم يقولوا بيع علم أنهم أخذوا بظاهر اللفظ وأجمعوا عليه. So whenever they did not say that, whenever nothing of that nature has reached us, then we conclude that they accepted the apparent meaning of the text, huh? And they agreed to this. They agreed to it. They didn't have any other conflicting views. And that's enough, inshallah. We still have a little portion left. One, the Shaykh will first give us a great benefit that we learn from this idea of the Sahaba and whether when they agreed or disagreed about something. And then we will conclude this one more page about the hands, and we will be moving on to the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, you know, I know these are all very interesting titles, and you know, your heart maybe trembles a little or beats a little fast when you hear them. But brothers in Islam, Allah revealed this in the Quran, and He taught us that there's nothing like unto Him. And so we believe in the Quran. And we believe in what Allah said. Don't let the shaitan whisper any nonsense to you. طيب الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك